impressive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
It's Dial-A-Dork. Computers, geek girls, sometimes serious technology, and more. Like Fark and Slashdot, but on the air. Brought to you by the Comm Group. That's K-O-M-M Group, you knuckleheads. Affordable office and home computer consulting. Ain't that wonderful? Call 216-578-1300 with your computer or geek-related question. Now here's your Cleveland Dorks.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this?
All right, well, I was looking at Slashdot, and I noticed that Possession of the Cantenna is coming under some fire.
What?
I saw the Cantenna. You can buy it at CompUSA.
Now, what is the Cantenna for those
Cantenna
of us?
Cantenna is... okay, here's one of the things you can do. When your wireless network or your wireless adapter is not able to pick up the network you're trying to connect to...
A wireless network, though.
Wireless network. For instance, in Shaker Heights, a number of my clients have what I consider to be...
One is a number.
Very bad houses for wireless networking.
A lot of plaster, a lot of...
brick.
Yeah,
brick. Plaster. Some have metal lath. Thick walls. Just terrible for
what
them.
What did that guy in...
it barely gets through one floor.
What did that guy in New York have? A lead couch or something like that?
I think That's asked him if he had a lead couch.
Do you have a lead couch?
That was my brother-in-law, Evan.
Is that a euphemism for something?
Yeah, it's a euphemism for bad reception.
Lead casting couch.
Well, I lived in a place that was also pretty old and had terrible reception room to room, and I only lived on one floor.
Exactly. So the deal is that you can buy a number of different devices to boost the... You can boost the gain from the wireless access point or router.
Which just makes the signal go farther in general.
You can... Right. I mean, so in other words, if you've ever seen these little gadgets, they're... you know, a wireless router is this little box with maybe one or two antennas on it. You can, some of them, most of them now, you can unscrew those antennas and put on a larger or longer antenna.
Yeah, sometimes a directional antenna with a little parabola on it.
That's right, that's right.
And
Hawking makes those.
And the
again, those instructions are unscrew, longer, and what was the other one?
Unscrew,
parabola.
Longer, and...
Check out that parabola.
Woman parts.
What?
All right. So the
so
point.
What's the
are we talking about your
well,
mom
the,
again?
Well, the Cantenna is one of these devices that it's a directional, I believe. Is it omnidirectional or
No, it's straight.
I think it's directional. It looks like a. It was initially, I think, made of a Pringles can.
Yeah, there were a number of designs with Pringle cans.
It basically is just an unbelievable
insides
signal. I don't think it's a signal booster. I think it's
received a signal.
I think it's an antenna booster.
Yeah,
for
it channels the
right
amplifier.
Right,
amplifier.
Right.
Yeah.
And
constructively,
you know,
reinforces.
There you go.
Constructively reinforces.
That's what
I think.
That's
I think so.
What it does. So in other words,
but you take the Pringles can and you like slice it down one side, right?
No. No, you end up with a Pringles can point, and you point that at the source of the Wi-Fi.
So it's like a can.
Well, anyway, look. You can go to CompUSA. You can buy the Cantenna now. I mean, these guys have actually like they're actually marketing this thing. You can get it for like $40 or $50. And it's basically just like a size of a Pringles can, and it's
I
got the it's got the
69.
Cord.
Yeah, other parts.
I presumably either goes into your router or goes into your. I guess you can plug it into your router and use it as a booster, right? Wouldn't it work the same way?
Yeah, I think the broadcast antenna.
Go in
and
or
the
out.
Receiving
I mean,
antennas are the same.
Well, okay, so or some like for instance, I know for a fact like the ones for desktops, the PCI ones. Have that that antenna you can screw and unscrew.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a couple cards, I believe Orinoco has one with it hangs out of your laptop, a little PCMCA card,
mm-hmm.
with a little connector that will take the same.
Yeah, I had one of those from a company called Proxim. Back when these cards were
I tried to get that card to work, actually, like in multiple times. You
that
left
card
that
had
behind.
That card had a rough go after a while.
There were no drivers anywhere on the web for it.
Well, Proxim's drivers.
Find
the Rangeland
anywhere.
DS.
What I downloaded
it's called
it
a Rangeland
work.
DS, and it had a connector jack right on the top of it, then covered with a little rubber
yep.
foot.
So, yeah, you can change your antennas and basically increase your wireless reception. You can like go next door to the neighbors and point it back towards your house, and that's cool.
But possession of this is
yeah. So
is
what's
illegal
the law?
No, 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 no. They're saying that there have been arrests in Florida and the UK of men who were accessing unsecured wireless hotspots.
Why is that
wait
illegal?
Wait a minute. Why is that illegal? They're
that's a scam.
They're unsophisticated but reliable, and it's illegal to possess them. Quips Sacramento County Sheriff Lieutenant Bob Lozito.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about. These are passive antennas.
Then the guy says, "I hope they tell Fry's about all the illegal antennas they're stocking." Which
that's
they can get them at CompUSA. So why this is illegal is beyond
it
me.
Is not illegal. I mean, there are things that are illegal that people sell still.
Like what?
In some states, radar detectors are illegal.
Yeah,
fireworks.
Well, that's true. That's true. Fireworks, radar detectors.
But
people still sell pot.
For this to be illegal. Yes.
Like Phil?
Like who?
Phil.
Phil who?
I don't know. I heard that he does that.
That's not... That's terrible.
You can't just do that.
Don't just do that.
Around the net.
How many people are tuned in now?
I'll check.
Don't do it.
It's going to be in the archive too, man.
We can libel, but we can't swear. Slander? Slander, not libel.
We can't slanderize. Anyway, why that would be illegal is I don't know. I don't know why that would be illegal.
Yeah,
hey, by the way, if you're listening to this, which you're not, you can email us at dorks@dialadork.com.
That's hyphenated.
A-dork.com. And if you have a techie question, we can answer it for you. There.
You know what's fun about this show? Our first non-air show?
It's
I get
free.
A dog to play with.
You get a dog to play with. It's free, et cetera, et cetera. Hopefully all our shows down the road will be free and on the air, too.
If you, the listener, would donate, they could all be free.
If you would buy one of these Fakakta t-shirts that now have the wrong
info?
Time on them.
What kind of t-shirt?
Fakakta.
I don't know.
Hey, guess what?
Bread?
That's focaccia.
Yeah.
I found out that Colombia has a whole sequence in Yiddish, and I'm probably going to use that to fulfill my language requirement.
Ty, I think that's a brilliant
that came
idea.
Out of left field.
Yeah.
Focaccia must mean something
word, Drew.
To these people.
Oh.
These people
well,
we do the show with.
You said it was bread.
No, you said, is it bread? And I said, that's focaccia. Then I was about to say what focaccia was, and
I think we know what focaccia is. So is Yiddish from an actual region, or is it, I don't know.
There's only one way to find out.
You don't know?
Based on my understanding, Yiddish was something of
a German slang kind of thing?
Well, it was a mixture of Hebrew and German with maybe a sprinkling of Russian. It was used by a number of Eastern European Jews to communicate, in a such a... Well, I mean, it was just a kind of a private language.
Predominantly Ashkenazi Jews.
So
the
yeah.
name Yiddish itself is
Ashkenazi.
Yiddish for
so
Jewish.
So basically not from Spain or North Africa.
North Africa, yeah. Those are the guys that eat rice during Passover.
They do. And they also pronounce both the Tav and the Saf as a T, whereas Ashkenazi Jews pronounce
Shlemiel.
Tav as T and Saf as S.
Shlemazel.
There's no such
meant,
thing as Saf. Where are you from?
Shinsen.
Tav.
Tav and Saf.
Tav.
Whatever. Anyway, the point is that...
This is fascinating. It's our first linguistic argument.
Shlemiel.
Cunning,
a Shlemiel, it's commonly... These are Yiddish words. A Shlemiel, it spills his soup at dinner or his drink at a party.
So he's a jerk face.
A Shlemazel gets the drink or soup spilled on him.
Oh. So we're supposed to infer that one of...
They're both losers, just in different sort of ways.
But we're supposed to put that on to...
Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, well, and Shmageggy is the one who cleans it up.
Shmageggy.
Really?
Nice. Would that be Lenny or Squiggy?
I think Squiggy was a Shlemiel, and I think Lenny was a Shlemazel.
No, I think Laverne and Shirley had to be one of these.
Shlemiel
well.
And I don't know.
It must be.
That's good. That's a good question.
Wow, that's I learned
no,
something today.
It's not that good of a question.
You got to be into pop culture. Drew doesn't like the pop culture.
Drew, did you watch Laverne
and
Shirley?
So did I. But why don't you want to know who's the Shmeel?
Because they were on After Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Speaking of Yiddish and Jewish and Happy Days.
Crazy ass dogs.
Who's that guy that played Arthur Fonzarelli?
Winkler.
He was a short Jewish guy named Henry Winkler.
Indeed.
Hey, don't forget Michael Landon was Jewish too.
What was his original name?
Probably that like Jew that runs
Yonkel Gershowitz or something as hideous like that.
That's not hideous. That's charming. we're all looking at IMDb at the same time.
Not me.
I'm not.
I'm reloading to see how many IceCast listeners we have.
It's still right? Zero.
And zero.
Michael Landon.
Do they have a little checkbox in IMDb for Jew?
Eugene Morris Orowitz.
Eugene Morris what?
Eugene Maurice Orowitz.
Wow, that's tough.
Nice.
Not Horowitz.
Eugene Orowitz.
Gene Horowitz.
Not Horowitz.
Eugene.
Orowitz.
Oh, I thought you were saying that.
No, it's Orowitz.
Wow.
That name is Horowitz.
Horrible. Yeah.
That's what Bill Walton would say about it.
Bill Walton, is he Jewish? Well,
the references are flying.
Speaking
fast,
of,
curious for me.
So apparently the Cleveland Cavaliers came up a day late and a dollar short in attempting to sign Šarūnas Jasikevičius.
Are you a native
Spell
speaker
that.
Lithuanian?
Quick.
Who was the best man at Zydrunas Ilgauskas' wedding?
How is it hard to sign that guy then?
Well, I mean, they just re-signed Z to a big contract. I figured they would have landed Jasikevičius too. I'll have
if
another,
that indeed is his name.
A pull?
Snifter.
You going to take a pull off that? I think we could probably have drank even when we were on the actual air at WRE.
I think they were pretty lax around there.
Well, I don't think there's any particular...
I don't think you're allowed to drink on
the
air.
There,
why not?
Back in my radio days, there had to be a responsible person manning the airwaves. That person could not drink, but other people could be drunk. And then, of course, the rules of the building applied in terms of drinking.
Case Campus is
smooth.
Wow. Case Campus is no longer a particularly friendly place to the drinker.
Why is that? They got a whole new bar down at Twing Center.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They
bar?
Do with like
it's called Wackadoos or something retarded.
TVs and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, are they letting the...
We are, by the way, in Cleveland, Ohio,
this is
close to the Case Western Reserve.
This
campus.
Is a major beef of mine. I got a gripe right now.
Gripe away.
I think that the drinking age is a completely ridiculous and arbitrary and draconian measure that should be...
More adjectives.
Sibilant.
Stupid.
Heinous.
Horrible.
Sibilant.
basically, what I believe is that, at the very least... You should be allowed to drink once you turn 18 if you are enrolled full-time.
How about this?
In a college.
Because I believe in a slight devil's advocacy, because I basically agree with you. I think the motivating factor had to be that whatever age you start people drinking at, they hang out with people a year or two younger than them, and those people will have easy access to alcohol.
Slippery slope.
Right.
Sibilant slope.
So what if you would just say something like you can buy alcohol at 21, but you can drink it? Possess it at like 18. That might be a workable solution.
Well, whatever happened to that weak alcohol that 18-year-olds could drink, like the 3-2 beer?
Well, then you just get fat 18-year-olds. Then you
we
see
already have
SLA Punk.
We already have that.
At least they could be fat and happy.
Yeah.
They could be fat and drunk.
What happened to the
idea? The problem is 16-year-olds drinking. I think everybody
law is
that.
Not actually changing people's behavior, and people can take responsibility for themselves.
Well, children can't necessarily take responsibility for themselves legally.
Everybody. Can we please turn our attention to the stairs, the triumphant entrance of Yoko the Architect.
Hey, baby.
We actually have a chair for you because Dork Almighty failed to appear this evening.
For the second week in the last month.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah.
Unreliable.
Extremely unreliable.
Well, he's not called Dork All Reliable.
He's got a point there.
Hey,
how many L's would be
Yoko
in that?
And
what is
that,
number five? Number five?
There's a number five.
Number five? Number five?
There's no number five.
There is no on switch.
Why
on
is there
mic.
No number five?
There's only
okay,
four
wait.
Inputs.
There's 5, 6 right here. See?
Oh, there's the number. So I'll just turn this level up. And
we'll see what happens.
There's something else I have to do?
Dory, say something.
We got a mic poppy.
Wait. Hold on. Everybody, shh. Go ahead.
Hi.
Boy, I don't know. That didn't look like much to me.
Hey, I did the best I could.
Yeah, take it easy, man.
Well, no, I'm not accusing you of not doing your very best. I'm simply saying that...
It wasn't good enough. That's what he's saying.
It's simply sucked. Saying, well, have a pull it. Of scotch. Would you like some scotch?
You're making some progress on your scotch. No, thanks.
No, seriously, please, nobody say anything. I wanna look.
This is good radio. This whole don't say anything thing.
Go testing, ahead. Testing, test.
I think you mean to say
very little
sibilance, sibilance.
I don't think that microphone's very good.
Sibilance, yes.
You know what? I don't need
catalytic converter.
I gotta turn all the way.
Are we
down,
allowed man. To talk again?
Yeah, we can talk now. Sorry. I apologize to our listening audience for that incredibly unprofessional.
We'll edit that right out of the podcast.
There you go.
Never the current happened. Listener.
Somehow I doubt it.
No, no, we don't.
How about now?
No. Nope.
How about now?
Still no.
How about now?
Let me
how
check.
About now?
Wait,
how about
let me
now?
Reload.
How about now?
No.
So, would you like to say something to our to no listening audience?
You have to talk kind of right into the top.
You're talking to the future.
I'm doing okay.
All right.
Show ain't talking to the present.
Well, let's see. What else do we have this week on the slash dot?
I don't think you should be. Here, I've got a good, interesting thing from the last week. There was a Pew Research publication, a internet poll, which investigated popular cognizance,
buzzwords.
Popular knowledge of many internet buzzwords. So the ones they point out here, spam, firewall, very high percentages.
Wait, we should test me because I probably
won't. Oh, okay. You know spam?
Wait. Read the question that they asked.
Okay, this is great. Dory is a totally average, normal person in terms of, well, okay, not in terms of sexy hotness. I mean in terms of just regular tech knowledge. Right?
Knowledge.
Yes,
computer geek worthiness. Gee.
This is all true.
That's probably not true due to her exposure to you, Irv.
Yeah.
I have exposed myself to
a
her
man
many,
with a
many times.
Motherboard strapped to his ceiling joists.
I try not to listen when Irv talks.
Especially when I'm talking about geeky things. Okay, let's have the quiz.
So the actual question is, American internet users were asked, please tell me if you have, sick, a good idea what the term means or if you aren't really sure what it means.
Okay, so you guys are going to quiz me? All right.
Spam.
I know what that is. That's email you don't want.
Okay, so you would say the three choices are...
Can we be more specific than that? I mean, I get email I don't want a lot. However, it's really not spam.
There's actually three answers.
It's just from jerks.
Oh, this is multiple choice? I'll
do
good at this.
Have a good idea.
Okay.
Not really sure. Never heard the term.
I have a good idea.
Okay.
Oh, I thought I'd actually guess what it was.
Well, you're welcome to expand. What is your conception of...
Let her answer the first part.
Let her answer the first part, and then she can actually try to define it. That'd
this is pretty
funny.
Entertaining to do the show without Irv with a mic.
I'm holding Irv's mic right now.
It's like Memorial Day.
That's it. Okay. So spam. You want? You have
my answer would be email you don't want, usually involving penises.
But some people like Dewey want all the penis.
Penis implant ads. No, yeah, okay. Or someone that's trapped in New Mexico and has got lots of money and
make your inbox 3 inches larger.
I don't think most ladies are looking to do that, Ty. I don't.
The next
you guys
one
didn't
here.
Get that?
Inbox mail slot.
we got it. We're just
horribly appalled.
No, we just
kind of turned
out. Have small penises.
We're imagining. What you said.
I wish
yeah,
I got
for God's sake,
bad.
Don't make them yet larger. It's the last thing men need in the world.
I was referring to my inbox, but okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Incidentally, Dory, when are we going to turn your outbox into your inbox?
Doubled the size.
Gross. All right. So
I think there's some filtering rules in place.
That
we,
would
by
be
the
some
way,
spam
have decided we are
going
to keep this clean, and we've already violated it quite a bit. Firewall.
Okay. And
have a good idea. Not really sure. Never heard the term.
I guess I'd have to say not really sure because I've heard the term, but I don't really know. It's some security thing that you put on your computer, but I don't know where it is. I don't know what
sure,
it looks
yeah.
like, and I don't know where I'd find it.
I would say you have a pretty good idea. I mean, you know what it's used for. You're not going to go implement
you know
one.
What it's used for?
I mean, it's like a password protected encryption on your machine or something like that. No. See? Aha, I was
wrong. Not really sure it's good, but you're definitely in the ballpark.
Well, okay, I mean, so now you guys have to explain what the hell it is, because I think this is what our listening audience would really enjoy.
Firewall is actually a semi-nebulous term, but it is security-based, and it protects you. It puts a firewall, the physical analogy is what they put in a building. I'm sure you know more than
sure,
we do.
I mean, there's the
that,
architectural term, right?
To stop things from going past it.
Right.
They use it for network packets as the lowest level, just to stop internet people out there in the bad world from being on your, say, company network.
Right. Well, I mean, like, if I've got a computer at home, how the hell do I even know if there is a firewall?
The best way to think of it is, like, if you're sharing, like, a directory on your computer, people on your side of the firewall can get to it. People on the other side cannot.
If you have Windows XP Service Pack 2 and you didn't turn off the firewall, you have a firewall. You
so can, a firewall can either be software or a little hardware box hanging from your ceiling.
Sure. Well, any computer program can really be software.
Unless it's in our basement. But okay. So it's like I wanted to turn it off. I would just go to some sort of pull down menu and be able to turn it off.
That's true.
Perhaps a control panel.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not actually like a little wall inside the box.
Nope. No.
You need to open up the control panel, go to security center, and then scroll down to the bottom, it says Windows Firewall, and you click on that, and then you can turn it off.
I recommend going to services and going to Internet Connection Sharing and Firewall, which is a weird grouping. And
you can do it that way, too, I suppose.
I recommend getting a Macintosh.
Back to the quiz.
Going to System Preferences, and you already have the firewall.
I feel like I'm reading Cosmo or something. So next quiz question.
The next quiz question, yes, is how much time...
What do PCs really want?
Spyware is the next term.
Oh, I know this because I'm a Dial-A-Dork
spyware.
Fan.
Spyware.
And spyware is little... it's not like cookie. Okay, wait. So to answer your question, I have a pretty good idea what it is.
Excellent.
And it's like little programs that get downloaded without your knowing it on your machine, and it watches the stuff you do, and it kind of tries to steal things from you.
You have a very good idea of what that means, I must say.
And SpyBot is where you go to get it taken off your machine.
That
whoa,
is a
whoa,
very
whoa,
good
you're
application.
Going above and beyond this quiz.
I know, I'm getting an A.
Wow, you could start consulting on spyware. I think.
I guess you should give me a job. No, you're gonna blow me out of the water. I'm sure. Like in
no, actually,
seconds.
I mean, one of the things you
yeah,
mentioned
you can stay in the water.
That spyware actually reports back on your information, whereas there's stuff called adware, which is often similarly downloaded and installed.
Don't give that one away.
Oh crap! It's on the list, isn't it?
Our findings are skewed.
Boys always help me cheat on tests.
Yeah. So, yeah, many people might not know, and frankly, I don't know that I would have made the distinction between spyware and adware. It's just stuff I don't want on my computer. But there are distinctions in what the programs actually do.
I had no idea.
Well, you did, I think. You very much said spyware.
Well, I didn't know that adware was so different.
Looks at what you're doing. The next term is internet cookies.
Okay, I do remember this too, because I remember there were some very clever emails about cookies way back in the day. And that's like your little, your computer remembers your passwords and things, like when you go on to different websites, is that right?
Sure, definitely is used for that.
So you'd say you have a pretty good idea.
I guess I'd have a pretty good idea, but I really don't know a whole lot about it besides that. Because, I mean, isn't there pop-ups that sometimes come with cookies? Because whenever my computer asks me if I want to enable cookies, I always think it's because I'm not getting the pop-up I wanted, or like the website's not totally talking to me like it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's very close to the functional. They're used by websites to save some information about you on your computer.
Oh, like when your address automatically pops up
yeah.
when you're driving directions
and remember
stuff.
Your
or
password.
Like when you go to Amazon, it's like, welcome back, you, and here's your shopping cart from
that
last
always
time.
Freaks me out, so I shouldn't be worried. It's all on my computer.
Well, that's not to say you shouldn't worry. It's
well,
a functionality that...
In the case of Amazon, they're not remembering all those books. They're just remembering the session that you used last time, and then all the books that are affiliated with the session, they store on their servers out in Internet La La Land. So all that little cookie that they're leaving on your computer is, are you the same person that was on Amazon last time?
Okay.
So it's not like somebody else can get on your computer and see what all books
oh,
in
well
your
thank
cookie.
Goodness, because I
want to
keep all that bomb-making right. equipment stuff I bought secret. So, yeah, no, but I mean, why would a website ask me if I want to enable cookies, or why would your computer ever bug you about
it? Some people are frightened of cookies.
It's extra functionality that they can do with their applications on the web, and that can help you enjoy your experience more, but also carry with them a little risk that information is going and coming and hanging around.
Gotcha. Okay, so maybe we should scroll down like to something really hard that I would have absolutely.
We're getting
no idea.
Down there. We're
okay.
skipping over right over adware to internet phishing, spelled with a PH.
Oh, that's when they. Okay, I think I know what that is. I've been listening to this show more than I thought.
Good.
Here I thought I was asleep in the booth,
now
but I actually was listening.
We're in the new stuff now.
Well, phishing is when they send you those emails. They pretend you're your bank. That they are your bank, and they ask you to send a bunch of things
good.
Like your social security number and stuff to them.
Dead on.
I'm so good.
All right, we're in the home stretch. Two more. The next one is, and I'm going to guess you're going to nail this one, podcasting.
Well, since we're doing it right now, although I have absolutely no idea how it works, so...
Well, you should have seen us scrambling for wires earlier. Neither do we.
That's magic.
Yeah, so but that's the newest thing. Like, the past year has become really popular.
Yeah, that's about right.
The newspapers are doing it. They talk about it on NPR.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh's doing it.
Oh, thank goodness, because Rush doesn't get enough coverage. I just wish he'd talk all the time.
I mean, for years there have been various audio-type radio shows that would save their archives and let you get them, but it wasn't called podcasting because there was no iPod then.
Well, I got a question for you guys. Why were we ice casting and podcasting? What was the difference?
Great question. Dewey?
Oh, well, I would say that ice casting is more of a real-time thing. Like, it goes out at the same time you're saying it. Or on
about
a few 30
seconds
delay.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of delay? I mean, you guys were just talking about who's listening now. I mean, like, are we on a real-time situation?
We are on ice cast, yes.
Oh, okay. But the podcasting thing, we can actually edit and it goes out later?
Yeah, the podcasting, it gets saved as a file. It's an MP3 file. And then we put it on a server somewhere. And then through an RSS feed, we notify. Did I just give away the next quiz question?
What's RSS?
I think it's the next quiz question.
Oh, I don't have any idea.
We let people know that there's a new file out there, and then their computer can pick it up, and then they can listen to it whenever they have time.
We have a listener now, by the way.
Hello, listener.
Oh, my goodness. No, but, like, so RSS, I don't know. That's the next question.
Do we have a listener now?
Because I don't know what that is.
Hold on.
Might have been.
By the way, if you're the one who's out there listening, please email us at dorks@dialadork.com, hyphenated, dial-a-dork.com, and let us know who you are. We are really, really curious.
Amitai, send an email to Irv.
Quick, get a Gmail account. So, yeah, RSS is used to serialize web content. You read a lot of websites that come story by story with, like, news items, say CNN or something like that.
Okay, you're losing that's more letters now.
CNN is...
I know what that is.
Old media.
Like, what does RSS stand for again?
Really Simple Syndication.
Oh.
It's a way to take that content, get rid of all the visual stuff you see on your web page, and just give you the article by article.
Okay, so it's like just rich text kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Wow, I feel like I've learned a lot today, fellas.
Excellent. That was all that was listed on
the
percentile
of American internet users.
You know, it's good to say. Good question.
I think we should try to stump each other. I'd like to see if you guys can stump each other.
Want to play a little game of Stump the Band?
I like the sound of this.
I'm going to stump Drew because I think he seems to know everything.
Thanks, I'm flattered.
Drew is a storehouse of wisdom and knowledge.
I try to get people to think that I don't know anything, and then I surprise them.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Who said that? What's that saying about... It was Amitai, wasn't it? Who was listening? Yeah, dang.
All
are we back to zero
so
now?
High.
Back to zero.
Well, if you're listening to this on the podcast, maybe tomorrow or some later day...
Email us then.
You can email us at dorks@dialadork.com. And let us know that you listened.
Dial-a-dork.
By all means.
.com.
Give us a listen. And shoot us a little email and let us know.
Yeah, actually, we should make a plug now that we are podcast only. Please send us emails throughout the week of tech questions if you're a pod receiver. I don't know how do they say
I tell
that?
You what, if you're listening to podcasts, I have a funny feeling you can fix your own damn computer.
That's kind of what I was getting at, but
I don't think
anything weird going on. I mean, we bandy about stuff all the time that we get stuff done.
Well, should we try quizzing each other?
I'm trying to think of something for Drew.
We could do acronyms. Name that acronym.
What does PCMCIA stand for?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh. Wow.
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, man, no doubt.
Well, where did you see that?
Oh, it's
we
very
know what
common,
it is. It's when you have an old laptop before there was card bus. It was the little cards. They're like thick credit card size when
but
you get a wireless
card. But
I think
they still call those card bus cards PCMCIA.
But strictly speaking, they're not because PCMCIA is compatible with ISA bus electrically and card bus is compatible with PCI.
Damn.
And I thought you didn't know anything. Well, you surprised me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, man.
But I don't know what it stands for.
Dick.
But Nobody knows what that means.
Please choose me cleverly invented acronym.
Personal Computer Memory Card International Association.
I don't like that.
An industry organization that helps to set standards for flashcards.
It is one of the worst acronyms in terms of pronunciation, I think, in
so
all
I really
of internet.
I really think you're wrong, Ty, because it says it's an industry group organized in 1989 to promote standards for a credit card-sized memory or I.O. device that would fit into a personal computer, usually a notebook or laptop computer.
Well, probably the standard is named after every standard they've issued since then, which is probably
I'm just saying
ones.
That I think CardBus is a subset of PCMCIA.
Oh.
I think PCMCIA is a subset of CardBus. You can take a PCMCIA card, put it in a CardBus-compatible slot, it'll work, but vice versa is not true.
My
so
head
it's
is
a
spinning.
Rectangle square thing. That's because you were drinking
game.
A bottle of Doers.
Dory wants to play a drinking game.
Every time you guys say something, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Every time we say something and Yoko doesn't
pass
know what we're talking
scotch.
About, Yoko drinks.
Sweet.
That's really going to work out for you, isn't it?
What's a card?
And for you, probably, Irv.
Yeah, it might work out for me. Card bus is was the next standard of PCMCIA cards.
So just
in
so you
my
know,
opinion.
If you have a laptop, it has little...
Well.
Where is it? It has little holes on the side somewhere.
Those little rectangular slots. They were on the other side, man.
Oh. There, so
see for our listeners at home, Russ's
you stick
sliding
extra cards.
His
that was
Doris.
Well,
right,
it's the CIA
bus looks like.
We're all talking now.
Yeah.
All right, here's mine. Ready? DVI.
Digital Video Interface. That's a total guess.
Sounds right.
I know it's a video thing.
Dork's
Digital
View Internet.
Digital Visual Interface.
Hot drink. this is going to be fun.
Digital visual.
I don't know if I'm going to risk another guess soon.
Wait, you have to do a swig of scotch, and you're drinking a beer. You'd have to chug that beer.
Yeah, what are the odds she knows what we're talking about?
To get the alcohol in a big swig of scotch, you got to chug that beer. That's a light beer.
All right, next question.
I'm
what
not
do you
playing
got?
Against Russ. I'm just
on,
trying to instigate drinking.
I don't know anything.
She's like the drink fairy.
I didn't think I did it until I pulled PCMC out.
Where did you think of that? How did you come up with that one?
I don't remember.
All right, I got a tough one for you.
All right, if you can go again.
RAM.
The acronym?
Easy. You know, you have to drink if somebody gets it.
The acronym.
Random access
the acronym,
memory.
Not the sex partner.
What?
Sex partner? Are you sleeping with goats again?
I doubt it.
You.
Goat humper. But you screw one goat. All right, now go ahead. RAM. RAM is...
Can I drink either way?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'll just get
a
correct answer.
In a drinking game, you never have to... You're not,
that's why
you're
I've
not,
never lost
a drinking
game.
You're not disallowed
not
from
good at
just drinking on your own.
This is true. Read Amitai's memory.
I get to drink.
Read Amitai's memory is correct.
I want to hear Drew stump someone. Do you have one, Drew?
He gets up as easy. He knows all kinds of Java shit.
I'm pretty
sure
he has one because I can see this little... vibrating bump on the back of his head.
I have one that I bet
got one.
You guys probably all know this, but I don't actually know what this was. What does IDE stand for?
Mm. Ooh. I don't know.
Oh, me. Pick me.
The Jew in the corner?
Integrated Drive Electronics.
Oh, I thought it was the first week in March.
Beware of those.
Okay. Integrated Drive Electronics.
Wow, I never got that.
How
I
about
guess
SCSI?
I wasn't the only one that didn't know.
Small Computer System Interface.
Yeah, I know that one.
Small Computer System Interface.
It's pronounced sexy,
indeed.
By the way.
That's the next hardest pronunciation behind PCMCIA, I think.
Sexy.
PCMCIA? PCMCIA?
I think J2EE is pretty hard to pronounce.
You know, I happen to know TCPIP, but I don't know if everyone does. Does everyone know that?
PCM.
Wait, TCPIP.
TCPIP.
Transmission Control Protocol, Internet Protocol.
Yeah,
that's right.
Is it transmission or transfer? I thought it was
transmission.
Oh?
I think it's transmission.
I'm busted.
Drink?
Oh, well.
Transmission Control Protocol and the Internet Protocol.
What does the slash stand for?
For those of you listening at home, the reason why Irv is annoyingly repeating everything is
because
he's looking
answer
it up on the web and confirming
quite stand.
The definition.
That's why it's tilted.
Thank
Very
you, Dory.
Good.
Judges?
It's Yoko.
You're right. Sorry, Yoko. Did anyone have an answer?
Did you say PCM? Like the wave?
PCM.
I don't know what context that is.
The CD audio waveform.
Yeah.
Isn't that AIF? One. I don't.
What was that format you knew before about the ringtones?
Oh.
What were those letters?
I think it was AMR. Just a second. Let me look.
Amatize.
Here's a slightly a more
AMR.
Perhaps top. Deep question. Do people podcast not in MP3 format at all?
Or like AAC?
Or AAC or any of that?
FLAC.
It's not as common for sure.
Well, OGG, if you want to take podcasting to mean you can listen to this on an iPod, OGG wouldn't qualify.
Yeah. But it shouldn't. I think at this point, podcast is more generic than just your iPod.
Anyone for PCM?
No.
I can read it.
Please call Matt.
You know
what I mean? Pulse code
modulation.
Yeah, I had modulation.
Oh.
Everything in modulation, guys.
How about GSM?
Thanks, Ove.
GSM.
GSM?
The cell phone standard.
Global
stank synchronous.
Stank monkey. What about TDMA, CDMA?
GSM is Global System for Mobile Communication.
Herb is cheating his ass off. Look at his ass. It's gone.
What's
Whoa.
Wow, cheating can do that.
TDMA is Time Division Multiple Access.
You can't play
somebody
if you're
hit
just going to look
guy.
It up on
CDMA
Google.
Is carrier something, right?
Carrier Division Multiple
Access. Yeah.
No, nobody knows the damn answer. They said it already, so I'm reading them.
How come we're all doing...
Code Division Multiple Access.
Why don't we, in the future, let the questioner tell
Float
us what the answer
while.
Is to prove that they know it. Otherwise, they could be bluffing. Like, what does ABCQ stand for?
To blave.
Too blave.
I think it's time we broke for a commercial.
How are we going to do that?
We don't do that anymore.
Dewar Scotch. Only
brought
the
to you today.
Blended whiskey. Made by Scots. All right, and we're back.
You know, I once saw a
Dewar Scotch for sponsoring tonight's
Travel Channel show on how they make scotch, and part of it involved this room. They call it like the peat room or something, where they just spread out scotch on the floor for like a year. It was not cleanly. Scotsmen aren't particularly clean anyway.
Cleanly?
It was a floor of scotch, and they like mopped it into the corner
did
when they were done.
In it?
I don't know what they did in it.
It all gets killed by the alcohol.
They definitely
floor for a year,
and there was like other stuff in it, like. I don't even know. It was
it's
crazy.
Not your run-of-the-mill
what
floor.
What is it called? Peat room?
No, you know, let me look up how you make
peat is part of the whiskey-making process, I thought.
Didn't you mention
peat who?
Last week? Peat? Oh, he said something about regularly scheduled peat or something.
Oh, quotidian peat.
Quotidian peat.
Hey, I'm Pete over here every day.
Is it bad when you misspell?
Wait, while you're looking this up, I want to know what Java stands
scotch.
For.
Java
just another...
Does it stand
help
for
out?
Anything?
Help me
no.
out.
It's just the name. Do you know what the name before, do you know what the predecessor of Java was and what its name was?
Oh, I
Ooh, that's a
do.
Good one.
Small talk.
It wasn't
so
Pascal, was it?
It was no. for phones. And
I think it was for appliances generally.
Yeah. And it was called...
Do you know what Fortran stands for?
No, but I learned Fortran 77.
Fortran 77.
It's usually pronounced 77. Because that's the year the standard was made.
Yeah, you jerk.
The year 77?
1977.
Oh.
1477 had a Y2K problem.
I looked up how actually, to make scotch, and the fifth thing was things to do nude.
Sweet. By the way, yes, Fortran was written in the year 77, but it was lost in the volcanic eruption of Mount Vesuvius.
But scientists have been able to recreate what they believe was the original syntax.
That's right.
Well, the predecessor to Java was Oak.
Get out.
Yeah.
Oak. I had not heard that.
Oak?
Yeah.
Oak.
That's okay.
That was 3 years
That's
ago.
Okay, O-A-K. Oak.
Oak.
I have a question for you guys. Does anyone know how the Google search engine works?
Goebbels. No, no, no.
Goebbels
took out.
Google search engine, how it works?
Not right.
Because I actually know this guy. I actually know this guy who's a math guy.
That's pretty good, though.
You want to say it?
The new Nazi search engine, Goebbels.
I thought it was the new unsafe search engine.
You're cut off.
Or is it, are you talking to me? all right, fine. This will be my last question. But the search engine Google is really complicated, and I met a guy who's like a math genius who worked for them, and I was just curious if you guys knew how it worked.
You type in a word that you want to look for, and you hit search. It brings back the answer.
Not how you use it.
It's like magic.
Brilliant. It's like magic.
Search the internet for keywords? Brilliant.
I believe that Google, as opposed to, say, in the days of your Alta Vista or Yahoo originally, the Google differentiated itself because it worked on sort of strength of linking as opposed to keywords.
It mapped the links that sites had to each other, and if there's a lot of links into a website, it ranked it higher than one that didn't have a lot.
And if the sites that ranked in linked into it were higher ranked.
Yes.
It modeled the network of the web, really.
Now, I don't know how close they stick to that today because they've been evolving like continuously.
Because people have figured out how to game.
Ways to
yeah.
Dude, I got a picture of it.
But
the
Google
malting
is always
floor,
smarter
it's
than
called.
Everybody else.
The malting floor.
So this is at whiskey-distilleries.info.
Oh, is this going to be an alcoholic website of the week or what?
Incidentally.
Does it have music?
Why wow.
Hey, wow.
Okay, it's www.whiskeydistilleries.info.
That's hyphenated.
And that's hyphenated, and it's W-H-I-S-K-Y.
Because it's scotch.
Scotch is actually with just a Y.
And incidentally,
all other whiskey.
Malt is
E-Y.
Originally from the country Malta. No, that's not true.
Very well presented, though. You can start an internet chain letter with that, I think.
Speaking of malt, by the
Cypress
way, one
Hill
of my favorite words ever
Cypress?
Is sorghum.
Turkey.
I had a buddy who raised
Duck's
sorghum
Echo doesn't quack
from a little
and nobody knows why.
Pup.
What do you do with sorghum?
I don't know. It's like soy.
Granules are ground into
it's
a
like
fine
BASF.
Mixture for breakfast cereal.
It's in everything. It makes everything better.
I think they feed it
those commercials bothered the heck out of me when I saw them. Like, what am I supposed to do
with that information?
Can I buy something? Like, can I react to this commercial?
Are
and stuff?
You talking about
we make the things that make communications work.
Like BASF.
Should I change my behavior in any way?
Yeah.
Siemens or Archer Daniels Midland or you know Amoc or. Alcoa.
So what is BASF?
My dad works for Alcoa.
Are you so desperate?
Now there's
sponsor?
A question.
What does BASF? Well, while I'm looking that up, what is 3M?
Minnesota Mining and Minerals.
Manufacturing and Mining.
I think it's Mining and Manufacturing.
That's impressive.
Minnesota
gentlemen.
Mining and Manufacturing. I
BASF. Poppy the Puppy.
BASF AG.
Have you introduced Poppy the Puppy on the area?
German chemical company. Originally stood for. This is going to be
Basel something
well,
Stuttgart
Badische Badisch Aniline and Soda Fabrik, which is Baden Aniline and Soda Manufacturing. But now it comprises more
so
than
so it was a chemical company originally?
Badische Aniline and Soda Fabrik.
I don't know what aniline is though.
It's a dye. D-Y-E.
Are you sure?
Pretty. Is it like alkaline?
A colorless, oily, poisonous benzene derivative used in the manufacture
wow,
of rubber.
We surf
it's
like
dyes,
ink
resins,
no one's
pharmaceuticals,
when,
and
we're not stuck in that studio.
You can tune in and listen to us surf the net.
We have got an email, ladies and gents.
Impossible.
Yoko, please tell us what is the email?
Well, Audrey and Aurora writes, every time I do a Google search, I end up getting websites I did not want, like Amanda's Room, and I feel like I'll say something like, what is BASF? And I end up getting porn sites. My searches never go well, and I just noticed that your search went very well as far as using the word define and then saying something. So could you tell me good tips for searching?
That was so not an email.
The other ones were, though.
She wrote it in like 5 seconds because I had just been talking about BASF.
That's funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we've been exposed as liars. Basically, one of the great features of Google, in my opinion, is that you can do specialized searches using certain words. If you use the term define followed by a colon, so define colon, and then a term, a search term, such as aniline or BASF or PCMCIA, it will
or Amanda.
It will list definitions of that word culled from various resources. A major one is the Wikipedia, but there's a lot. And it really does a fantastic job of doing it.
IMDb colon's a handy one.
IMDb colon, they have that?
Yeah.
No way.
Way.
That's awesome.
Way
cool. Try it, man.
I will.
You'll like it.
Wanda
a few years ago,
writes, what does that mean?
I wrote a little JavaScript bookmarklet thing called Schmanz Doc that it would you could type in one word and that would be like the category of thing that you wanted to look up, and then the rest of it would be the query. And it had stuff for IMDb, and Google was the default thing if it didn't know what to do otherwise. But it had a bunch of these built-in commands. It was like this before Google ever got their minds to it.
There was a thing called Dave's Desktop Search that I downloaded before Google's was.
Yeah, they stole
that
from me, too.
Sounds a lot like what you're talking
about. I was there first.
So I did IMDb colon.
Go to schmoz.com. I think it's still there. No, no, it's not.
And the first link was an IMDb link to Ray Liotta, who, incidentally, got his start in 1964 as Joey Perini number 2. Oh, I'm sorry, not 1964. It was 1978. That show started in 1964. 1978 to 81, he was Joey Perini number 2 on Another World.
Which world?
Reference Google Advanced Operators Cheat
www.googleguide.com.
Wow. Googleguide.com.
How'd you find that?
Awesome.
I found that a long time ago. I luckily found it in my bookmarks, which are actually kind of hard to search in Firefox. Does anyone know a good bookmark extension?
Use your bookmarks. Store them on dell.icio.us.
I'm scared to plunge into that because I don't know anything about it yet.
Firefox has an extension to sync with it.
That's what I want. That's what
and then
do.
You have them on the server and you can search them on the server.
But how do you store yours on Delicious to start with?
I think maybe you can.
You go in
them.
Via web interface?
There's a little bookmarklet you can download.
Yeah, post to Delicious. And
yeah.
He was in something wild.
It's awesome.
I definitely want to do it. But
especially with Firefox.
I haven't jumped the gun. Anyway, googleguide.com has a lot of info. In fact, the URL we're looking at is advanced reference guide, I think. Is that right?
advanced_operators_reference.html.
And that's got a lot of cool info on there. And how to use
that's
it as
awesome.
A calculator, how to use it as conversions. I do that a lot, actually.
I use that all the time.
Yeah, I discovered that by accident. I was trying to figure out how many gallons are in a cubic foot.
You thought you'd search for it.
I typed in how many gallons are in a cubic foot, thinking that there'd be a web page that had that question on it. And it came back and said, 4.3. or whatever it is. I don't
so you can put it in both algebraic terms, and you can also put in conversions straight into Google, and it will say, here's what we think you're, 4.3, and maybe you wanted to search for stuff like this. Yeah. Let us know if you do.
One U.S. gallon, incidentally, is 0.13368055 cubic feet.
The easiest thing to do is gallon. Just like 4.5 OZ in G, and that's we'll give you the grams right there. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I always like looking up acre to hectare.
Could you do a wiseacre to a hectare?
1 acre equals 0.404685642 hectare.
3.1415926535333843246264333.
Now there's something that people have discussed many, many times. How can you make the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs?
Drew knows the justification.
12 parsecs is a unit of measure, is it not? Not a unit of time. However,
all units are
some
units of
people
measure.
Said that the Kessel is maybe a system that with a or a black hole or something with a big gravitational pull, but his ship was so fast he got within 12 parsecs, as if to say, my ship is the bomb.
There's an official.
Do you want George Lucas's answer?
Yeah. I sure do.
It's probably cheesy.
It's probably.
It's definitely after the fact, but
I'm
it holds together.
Not as good as
researchers
the fan
fiction answers. Made it. He says that when you're traveling faster than light, which everyone is in Star Wars, everybody's speed is the same. So it doesn't make sense to have a race where you're going for speed, go the same distance and judge the speed. So what they do is they say, get to the Kessel system and back. And the way to get there faster than anyone else is to go a shorter distance. So you have to have the best Nava computer, if you remember that term from Star Wars, to be able to plot the most efficient course to Kessel and back. And so really what you're doing to get there fast is is not going faster, but going shorter.
But you know why
it's a great cover for a screw up.
Then why did they talk about fast then? Why did they talk about is she fast?
Fast doesn't mean miles per hour. It means how quick can you get from one place to another.
But then the computer on the machine on the ship also has to have an algorithm where it solves it pretty well quickly so that you can get started. Like if it uses an algorithm where it's exhaustive but slow, then the other ships could already have been there and back by the time it solves it.
Optimization that truly optimizes is pretty much not used in the world.
Computer, so cool.
It's like the traveling intergalactic salesman problem.
The traveling smuggler's problem, yeah.
The traveling
smuggler's problem?
What's the traveling smuggler's problem?
Trying not to get
caught.
Second
drug reference from Russ, because before
that's
he talked about
reference.
Converting ounces to grams.
Oh, damn.
Do you know what Han Solo was smuggling when he dumped his cargo at the first sign of Imperial troops?
Weed. What was it?
Why don't you use Google to find out, Irv?
Okay.
Good luck with that.
The answer will be next week.
Or maybe... Or you guys go ahead and talk. I'm busy. Here, Yoko, take the mic.
What were you discussing?
Your drug habit.
Smugglers on traveling salesman problem is a common problem in optimization, where you need to go through a list of cities, say 20 cities, and you know the distance between all the cities, and you want to find the shortest route. It's like if you had to visit Cincinnati, Toledo, Pittsburgh, and Altoona.
Bummer.
Where the hell's Altoona?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's even fits. And you want to figure out what order to do it in. It might be pretty easy because there's like five or six cities, but you really up the city number, and it gets hard.
We've upped our city number. Up yours.
What do you mean? Oh, because to do it in a sort of computer science-y speak, with like an exhaustive tree of that, once you get 20 cities, it grows by orders of magnitude.
So you have to check every possible combination
to get the truly
optimal possible route.
There's a lot of ways to get good answers, which is kind of what we were talking about in terms of optimizing for true optimal answers is not something you want to do in real time.
Yeah, you want to get started quickly enough and just do something that's good enough.
I'd like
otherwise,
to,
you'll be computing forever.
I'd like to answer the question.
Yes, do.
Prior to A New Hope, Jabba sent Han Solo on a Kessel run to smuggle spice.
Spice.
However,
Han
Dune? Was forced Oregano? To dump the spice when he was boarded by an Imperial starship. Jabba demanded that Han pay him the value of the cargo. When the smuggler failed to pay him back, he put a price on Han's head. Greedo attempted to collect the bounty, but was killed for his efforts. But if I may say, this is on answers.com, and the topic is Jabba the Hutt. If I may just read their description of Jabba the Hutt, I really would like to share this with you.
It's Irv's story
outstanding.
Hour.
Pizza the Hutt?
Okay. Jabba Desiligic Tiore, or simply Jabba the Hutt, 596 BBY to 4 ABY, son of Zorba the Hutt, is a character in the Star Wars movies. Jabba is of the Hutt race, and like most of his species, a gangster. Hutts are a large, slug-like
a
race with thick, leathery skin, human-like arms, large amber eyes, and wide mouths. A Hutt may weigh in excess of several tons. They speak Huttese.
Weighing in
a
excess of several tons doesn't make sense. I
yeah,
mean, like, what gravitational field are you talking about?
Tatooine. Duh.
Oh. What's ABY and other... After the birth of Yoda.
I don't know what that is. Before the Big Yang and after the Big Yang.
The Big Yang.
The Big Yank.
What were the years?
596 BBY to 4 ABY.
Before the
so
birth of
Yoda.
So he was
killed in
4
ABY by Luke, who choked him to death. Or no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Leia choked him to death. I'm sorry, Yoko.
Yeah, the time doesn't work on that.
Because I would expect him to reckon time based on the start of the Old Republic.
That was after the Big Yobbles. All right, look. Listen.
Irv wants to read.
They speak Huttese, a language reminiscent of Quechua.
Wow.
Which I have to agree with.
Referencing something made up in order to explain something else made up is really the height of pretension.
Or a nice touch.
Pretension.
I'll show you a nice touch. Come over
here. Hold on a sec. A mobster, Jabba the Hutt. Yeah. Jabba the Hutt was the unsurpassed top dog, or slug, of crime in the Outer Rim territories.
I don't know if that side was yours or theirs.
Overseeing his business out of Tatooine, Jabba had interest in a number of profitable and illegal schemes. Slavery, gun running, spice smuggling, extortion, and more. Now, this is my personal favorite paragraph. Sorry, this is my favorite paragraph.
Make the thing.
A robust Hutt. Jabba bore a resemblance to a large slug, being that he was legless. That's
well written.
Yeah.
A
a broad, slobbering smile divided his dreary countenance, and two yellow, red reptilian eyes gazed with detached amusement from his mammoth cranium. Jabba encircled himself with the criminal sect of the social order, guaranteeing his security with a shield of henchmen. He dwelt in luxurious but entropic stronghold, out on the edge of the Tatooine Dune Sea.
Wow. Whoever wrote that is in love with
good night, kids.
And bullshit.
I don't think you could say it anyway.
Back to
Dollar Dork.
What do you mean back to Dollar? That was incredible dorkdom.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Irv.
Can I read something?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Please, make sure it's at least 3 or 4 paragraphs long.
Start at I-77 Brecksville going toward 162A. Okay, I'm done.
Incidentally, Java's trying to figure out how to get home. Java's vehicle is an Ubrickian luxury sail barge and a repulsor sled.
Everything, sounds like English.
Every noun has at least one adjective, I think, in that entire paragraph.
It's Ubrickian. Yeah. You know, the fact that it's Ubrickian and he smuggled spice and he lived out on the Tatooine Dune Sea, dare I say, this makes no sense. So never mind.
What's Ubrickian? I don't ever
know. I was thinking like Kubrickian, but then I'm like, he didn't write Dune. Yeah. So who cares?
But the other points are very supportive. Yeah, so the original question, is that what you remembered? Spice was what was dumped?
I wish they would talk about what his...
Yes.
Maybe that's like an Australian saying space.
It looks like him.
I'd like to see Jabba's...
Let's colonize Spice.
Why would you want to see that? He doesn't want to see yours.
I'd like to see him slithering away from the Millennium Falcon and leaving like a trail of feces behind.
Do you remember, did you see the original, what they shot for the first film?
No.
That was cool.
Yes, I did see that.
With the original actor before they CGI Jabba in it? That was neat. I like that. It's good. It's an extra.
Yes.
A DVD extra. It's some guy with like 4 boobs. Or 4 sets of boobs. It's really weird.
You remember that girl in Total Recall with 3 boobs?
Recall.
No, I don't quite remember that.
She had 3 boobs. That's and hot. She showed them to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Quaid. A.K.A. some other guy. That's actually an unbelievably violent movie. But kind of entertaining at the same time.
The most violent movie I've ever seen is Sin City.
Didn't see that.
It's very violent.
Most violent movie I've seen is also by Robert Rodriguez, but it's Spy Kids.
Really?
No.
Baby Geniuses 2 was one of the most violent movies I ever saw in terms of the violence of my
to the audience
vomiting. I want to play acronym quiz some more.
I bet you do, because you got your internet in front of you.
I want to play it some more.
I want to hold your big chain.
What does BSD stand for?
I don't know.
Berkeley System Daemon?
System Development? Software Development.
How many S's do you want it to have in it?
I'm just going to keep saying S words until it looks like something registers with you.
Well, okay, so pick one answer first.
Berkeley System Development.
Wrong.
Actually, that...
One out of three.
There are a few. Yeah, Herb will tell you.
Berkeley Software Distribution.
Or
software was one of the S's, I guessed.
Once.
Berkeley Software Sockets Distribution? Battle Staff Directive?
That's what I was thinking of.
Everything says Berkeley Software Distribution.
That's pretty much right.
Do you know what SCRAM stands for? It's actually an acronym.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, hold on.
Is it like Snafu situation, cheesy?
It is like that.
Is it like a ramjet, scramjet, you mean?
No.
Go ahead. As a word, is it like scuba?
Go, do it.
Yeah,
Say it.
I don't believe you.
Say it.
Seriously.
No, you're
it's
not right.
When they were building nuclear reactors in the old days.
It's nuclear.
Etymologically speaking, these etymologies are rarely correct.
Yeah, but it's the story I heard, so therefore it's true.
It's not true.
They
twice.
You know, there's lead control rods that you put in a nuclear reactor to soak up the particles and stop the reaction. Right?
That's not what I do with my lead control rods.
If you say so.
And they weren't sure really how these nuclear reactions were going to work out, so they had these big control rods positioned around the reactor, ready to shoot into it. They're spring loaded, ready to shoot into it. And to counter the force of the spring, they had these ropes. And in case there was a
ropes
made out of
rope.
Rope stands for really rope. Old primitive
polyester.
That's all.
Yeah. And they were spring loaded and there was ropes keeping the springs from going off. And in
safety control rod X man.
In case the reaction got out of control, there was a guy positioned by each rope with an axe. And he was going to cut the rope and cause the springs to shoot.
That was his job
rods.
24 hours
and
a day.
And then the nuclear reactor would shoot out in a catapult?
During the experiment.
Towards a castle.
So the dude would just be standing there with an axe next to all the nuclear stuff?
Yeah, and the rods would shoot into the
reactor.
That's
a crappy job.
And stop the reaction. And this
He's
guy's title
first.
Was Safety Control Rod Axeman. Scram.
Safety Control Rod Axeman?
Yes. Is that what you found in your Google search?
It says SCRAM is a mechanism built into nuclear reactors that drops control rods into the core if a runaway reaction is detected.
And how to get that name?
A SCRAM is an emergency shutdown of a nuclear reactor, though the term has been extended to cover shutdowns of other complex operations such
Wikipedia?
As server farms and even large model railroads.
But does it say what it stands for?
Hang on.
Many sources state that the term is actually an acronym, most commonly expanded to Safety Control Rod Axeman.
Many sources. Go on and read why that's not true.
According to who? Go ahead.
I'm on the same page you are.
Russ, it's your turn to read.
You're on the Google, define SCRAM?
I'm at Wikipedia.
I'm not at Wikipedia.
You want to go to Wikipedia?
Well, that's what I... That came from Wikipedia, what I just read.
You're confusing me.
Look, right there.
Wikipedia. I don't know what's real anymore.
Don't go there.
Why?
Don't go there.
Whatever.
No, it looks
SCRAM
like it roughly is correct.
Acronym.
Yeah. Anytime people come up with acronyms, it's almost always wrong. For unlawful carnal knowledge is not true.
What's the...
Yeah.
What's the word for acronyms that are invented...
Acronym?
Retroactively. That's one, but I've heard another
deeply
one.
Deeply inserted latex...
Please.
...device for openings.
Portmanteau.
Portmanteau.
I've heard retcon, if I remember right.
A dildo.
It's in the new Hacker's Dictionary,
no,
if I remember
that's,
right.
No, that's retroactive continuity.
I'll cut that out.
Oh!
Which is what
you
George
are
Lucas
correct.
Did... with the Parsec story.
There's a retronym here.
That's on the Minimalist weblog if you want to look through the back
formations.
Back
no, I don't, but thanks.
Come on, it's fine. All
right, I will. But then
you guys
have to look
of course
right
know
my log
FUBAR.
As well.
I might.
And snafu.
Fouled
snafu.
Up beyond all recognition.
Yep. And
fouled?
System
I don't know about that.
Normal, all fouled up.
Yeah,
situation,
yeah, fouled.
Situation normal, all fouled up.
And laser.
Or
and
maybe not fouled up.
Yeah, it's
perhaps
not
another F word that ends in E-D.
I can't think
fricasseed.
Of any other F words.
All fricasseed up.
Snafu, situation normal, all fouled up. Tarfu, things are really fouled up.
I have a theoretical
Fubar,
question.
Fouled up beyond all recognition. And
are we under any moral obligation to end the show at 10 o'clock?
It
yeah,
because
like I'm getting,
the right way to do
I'm
it.
Getting tired.
Yeah, me too.
Of holding
especially
this
all
damn
that
thing.
Scotch.
And
which thing is that?
Janfu. Is a joint Army Navy foul up.
Nice.
To be frank, or to be clean.
Be Irv.
Okay.
All right, well, that was this. I thought this was a pretty entertaining hour.
Much
we'll
fun.
Have to listen back and see if that's
next
true.
Next week,
or not.
We'll tell you what Dial a Dork stands for.
Oh, backronym. Yes.
Backronym for Dial a Dork. If you can come
send
up with
in
one,
your
you can win a messenger bag.
Ooh,
how about
a messenger
just dork?
Bag.
How about just Dork? Come up with a good backronym. For Dork. D-O-R-K.
You get a t-shirt and a bag if you get Dial-A-Dork.
If you can do Dial-A-Dork, you get a t-shirt and a bag. If you can just do Dork, you get a bag.
That's pretty good
if
prize.
If you can just do Dial, do you get a t-shirt?
No. You get nothing. You get Squat.
How about A?
If you do A, you get everything. You get Irv's house.
Wow.
What? It's not even my house.
Well,
all right, Mr. Yoko, Kim. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, Yoko.
I didn't say goodnight, Yoko. I said
say
goodnight, Yoko,
Gracie.
Say goodnight.
I'm going to turn my mic
all right,
off.
All right. Very good. Anyone else want to say goodbye?
We got to get music.
No.
I just want to give a shout out to Dork Almighty for totally not showing up.
Maybe he's listening on the ice.
All right. Let me check real quick to
can
see
I just
if he's
say
listening
this
on
is
the ice cast. And he's not.
Can I just say this is the first time I've ever been on a podcast-only show?
You can't
really?
Say that. Is it true, though?
He missed my Monty Python.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Tune in next week for another stellar edition of Dial a Dork. And visit our website, dial-a-dork.com, for cool memorabilia, archived shows, assorted nude images. I'm kidding. And that's all. Thanks very much. We'll see you next week.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.